You're listening to Gamesforum's Mobilize and Monetize podcast. Dive into the world of mobile gaming with us as we explore the latest trends and discuss best practices.
Hello, everyone, and welcome back to Gamesforum's Mobilize and Monetize podcast. As always, I'm your host, head of content here at Gamesforum, Mariam. And today I'm super, super excited because I'm talking to someone who's sort of, you know, working for a company who's at a new intersection of gaming and cryptocurrency. And it's, and I told her before this call, it's kind of been one that's been on my podcast hit list. So joining me today is Marco Wasoba, who is COO at ZBD. Marco, thank you so much for joining me today. It's so good to finally meet you.
Yeah, and thanks for having me, Mariam. I'm really excited to be here.
Yeah, so as I mentioned, you guys are sort of in this new space within mobile gaming. So I'm just going to dive straight into our questions for you today. So Marco, can you share a little bit about your journey to becoming the CEO of ZBD and how your background has sort of influenced your approach into leading a company that is sort of at this intersection of cryptocurrency and mobile gaming? It's a really niche new space. So yeah, tell me a little bit about your journey.
Sure. So my background isn't actually in gaming. My background's in financial services. So I started my financial services career working in banking. I spent 7 years in banking. I then moved into the world of fintech, foreign exchange, embedded payments, really building capability for financial services firms, both regulatory capability in terms of licenses, but also commercial capability in terms of partnerships, revenue, growth in terms of customers, but also people. So building teams in really complicated places in Asia, but then more kind of straightforward markets like the Netherlands and Canada. And really doing that across very diverse teams from operations to marketing. And I loved it. I really loved the world of financial services, particularly fintech, which was much more fast moving. And I had great experiences working for companies that were as diverse as RBS or World First or even Modular. And my background is really in commercial roles, managing marketing teams, managing P&L, but also dealing with regulators and, reg relations, relationships with banks as well. And that was actually all great preparation when coming to manage the operations for a regulated company that's embedding payments into video games. At ZBD, we're building a highly credible and very reputable business with best practice in compliance. And that means that we're able to really build out trusted relationships with partners in the gaming space. So we continue to set ourselves apart from bad actors within the broader sector in order to be that credible, reputable partner for game developers and studios to build with for the long term, but also to be a trusted app for gamers to play games and be rewarded. So from an experience and expertise perspective, all that, you know, regulated financial services industry experience is really a great fit for ZBD, combined with that, you know, expansion into new geographic markets, reg and bank relationships. But from a personal perspective, I moved to ZBD because it was a chance to be at the bleeding edge of the cutting edge. ZBD embeds payments into video games, and we leverage Bitcoin and the Lightning Network in order to do that. And that drives better monetization and commercial metrics in video games. And we have meaningful and positive impact on the commercial outcomes of the games that we integrate with. It doesn't get much more exciting than that, in my view. And ZBD is also full of super smart, really humble, collaborative people who love solving problems and building. And for me, I feel super lucky to work with my teams, with my teammates, with colleagues, and find it really motivating to come into work every morning.
Yeah, really interesting stuff. You're at the intersection of two really, really fast-moving dynamic industries. So that's 100%. Really... And it makes a lot of sense, actually, that you mentioned that your background's in fintech, and it's kind of, you know, it's kind of perfect. So I do want to touch on the cryptocurrency elements and, you know, how could we not? But before we do that, I want to sort of ask you, Marco, what kind of approach does ZBD take when it comes to game design in order to sort of ensure that the core gameplay is sort of enjoyable and engaging, independent of those cryptocurrency elements, just before we get into that whole conversation?
Sure. So maybe to take a step back, ZBD doesn't actually design games. So we don't build games or develop them. We are not game design experts, even though we've got some mega talented, you know, people from the gaming industry within our teams. And that's across tech, product, as well as business development. But ZBD is a fintech that enables reward functionality by leveraging Bitcoin and the Lightning Network. So there are numerous cases that we have that demonstrate how game developers integrate with ZBD, really make their games more enjoyable, more engaging, and then therefore drive better retention, higher LTV, higher ARPDAU, et cetera. But that's a functionality of the rewarded play that ZBD enables, not the game design itself. So we work really closely with our game developer partners to make sure that the integration fits with their game and delivers the desired results. In the case of our rewards SDK, for example, we've designed a pretty minimalist SDK so that it can fit with any game. So whether that's mobile, casual, or beyond, but it enables the players to be rewarded for the time that they spend actively playing those games. There are sometimes more advanced integrations that game developers and studios want to take on, including things that more deeply impact the game design, and partners can integrate through API and make Bitcoin rewards a more core element of their gameplay. So gamers can be rewarded for taking actions in games. You know, it could be scoring a particular goal or reaching a certain score. And for that, the game design plays a big role, and rewards aren't just an engagement incentive, but they continue to contribute to the experience of the game as another core feature.
Interesting stuff. Yeah, sorry, I interrupted you there. Please continue.
Oh, I was only going to say that, in effect, rewards won't make a bad game a good game, but right, they can really enhance the gameplay or just be a simple engagement tool, but they can't replace that high quality gameplay. But where we see it have a really big impact is where people have already demonstrated that they actually really do enjoy the game, but right, implementing the rewards, you drive much greater engagement. And we've got loads of evidence of how that's worked across multiple games within the sector.
Right. Interesting stuff. So, you know, you mentioned this and, you know, it's one thing that I wanted to touch on with you, but ZBD is at the forefront of integrating Bitcoin with mobile gaming.
100%.
You know, there's not many other companies that are doing the same thing. So how does this focus sort of, you know, influence your guys' approach to game development and perhaps even user engagement? I mean, this is a super niche, unique space that you guys are in. So, yeah, what's your thoughts on that?
So from a user engagement perspective, we really see that the embedding rewards into the games has a massive increase in right, monetization, and a massive increase in some of the key metrics that game studios and game developers will look at. So let's take a game like Bitcoin Miner. From integrating ZBD into its game, it saw an over 400% increase in day 7 retention. Wow. So really, really fundamental material increase in the commercial metrics. And when you see that kind of increase, it creates additional commercial and optimization opportunities for the studio itself. And at a time when, you know, game developers and a lot of studios are finding it more difficult to monetize and commercialize games, you know, integrating with ZBD can have that really material and meaningful impact on the profitability and the commercialization of their game, but also for, you know, developers and studios themselves.
Right. And, you know, there's all types of gamers, Marco, as you know. So how does ZBD sort of ensure its game appeal to both the hardcore side of gamers, the casual players, especially in terms of accessibility and user experience? Like, what is, you know, how does it appeal to all, I guess?
Yeah, that's a great question. So one of the first things we do at ZBD in terms of appeal is we make sure that we've got a really awesome ZBD app. And, you know, the first part of that is ensuring that the user experience of the app is outstanding so that there's a great place for users to easily come and log in and find great content and great games that are really fun to play. So we're constantly integrating with new game developers and new studios to continue to add content, particularly within the gaming space, but also in terms of other interactive entertainment, whether that's podcasting or music streaming. But we also create additional reasons for gamers and users to come back to the ZBD app. It's also a place where they can take on interesting challenges, like join a daily pool. But also critically, we make sure that when the gamers are earning Bitcoin, we make it really easy for them to see how much they've earned across all the games and the interactions within the ZBD app. They can see that within their ZBD wallet. And we make it really easy for ZBD users to cash out into the real world using real money that they can cash out to get gift cards, but also to things and apps that they would use in their everyday life, like Cash App.
Interesting. So, you know, I'm really sort of curious to know, there's so many opportunities you've covered, but I wonder, you know, what are some of the challenges that you've encountered? And perhaps you could even talk about the major opportunities you see too, in merging sort of financial technology with mobile gaming. You know, how does this affect perhaps UA and adoption and retention and all that sort of thing?
Great, great questions. Maybe I'll start with the challenges. So sure. One of the challenges we face is exactly what you highlighted about ZBD really being at the bleeding edge or the cutting edge, where we are at the intersection of gaming and Bitcoin. Right. And that is a massive opportunity, and we can come on to that in a minute, but it's also a challenge. So some of the headwinds that we face are, you know, in relation to game developers themselves. They hear that we're integrating rewards into games and they think, brilliant. They see the evidence in terms of Bitcoin Miner and other games where there is this very real and meaningful increase and optimization around the commercial metrics for the games themselves. But when they hear the word Bitcoin, they think, ooh, I'm a bit hesitant. They have a little bit of resistance around that. But as we continue to onboard more games of, you know, increasing size within the gaming sector, we're developing a reputation to be credible and reputable within the sector and a trusted partner for monetization of games and for rewarded play. So that's really positive. So, but it's still a challenge.
Right.
Our challenge in relation to the business is, again, still operating as a Bitcoin company and within the gaming space. Typically, regulators and bank partners see those two sectors as being high risk. So one of my key roles as CEO is to build those relationships with regulators, to build that licensing capability so that we can build out the financial services element of the ZBD app and those additional propositions for game developers and gamers, which create more opportunities for all of our customer segments. So managing the relationships with third parties, whether it's regulators, banks, or payment providers, is another challenge given the sectors that we're operating in, but also an opportunity to educate them in relation to the opportunity and a really new and innovative space.
Yeah, I'd imagine, you know, just as you were speaking, it kind of brought to mind, like, because you guys are the first, you know, in so many of these spaces, like, it's equal parts opportunity and equal parts challenges in that sort of regard, because I'd imagine you're met with a lot of, not resistance, but, you know, like you said, there's a little bit of curiosity there as to, you know, as to whether this is risk-free or whatever it might be. So yeah, that immediately came to mind as you mentioned that.
100%. And it's really educating both the gaming industry about how Bitcoin works and why it works so well in games because of its interoperability, because it's real money that, you know, gamers can then use in the real world. It is literally the only value that will work in this context. It is the only technology that will enable us to efficiently and cost effectively make those nano transactions or nano payments from the game developer to the gamer to reward them. There is no other currency that would enable us to economically send 5 cents or a fraction of a cent from a game developer to a user. And once you explain that to the gaming community and also to regulators and banks, it's like a light bulb goes off. They start to understand, this is why this is the technology that we choose. This is why we've chosen Bitcoin. This is why we've chosen the Lightning Network, because it's the only thing that really works in these kind of use cases. So yes, I do want to say there are disadvantages in terms of being the first mover. I think it presents us with an opportunity to really, you know, educate the broader industry and financial services industry, but it does mean it requires more of my and some of the other executive team and the broader business's time.
Right. And last question for you here, Marka, and, you know, one that I think is sort of just an addition to what I just asked you in terms of the opportunity side of things. Can you discuss, I'm sure a lot of people would be curious, the performance and reception of some of ZBD's titles that they work with and how the integration of Bitcoin has impacted player behavior and dynamics. Perhaps there are some, you know, stats that you want to mention or whatever it might be.
Sure. So I already mentioned Bitcoin Miner by FOM Games, and that is a really interesting one. You know, this is a game that was really designed to have Bitcoin in the game. You know, you're literally mining Bitcoin. But as I said, the optimization that FOM and Bitcoin Miner achieved by integrating with CBD is really phenomenal. So that over 400% increase in day seven retention, that is a really phenomenal outcome. But it's not just Bitcoin Miner. You know, we see this consistently across all of our developer partners, that they're getting much better unit economics and much better metrics as a consequence of integrating with CBD. Another good example is Bitcoin cards from Play Ember. They saw key performance increase. So they went from engaged users per session increased by over 50%, and average playtime per user soared by over 150%. These are really phenomenal increases in terms of metrics and things that we do see consistently. It's not just these two games. We're seeing this across all of the partners that are integrating with CBD.
Really interesting stuff. Well, I feel like I've learned so much today. Mark, thank you so much for taking the time to talk to me.
Yeah, of course.
Yeah, really interesting insights there. And that was it for this week's Mobilize and Monetize podcast. Until next time, everyone.